like me. Walking in your footsteps. Walking in your footsteps. Walking in your footsteps. Walking in your footsteps.
And you are listening to Walking Your Footsteps, a cut off of the Tierney Sutton Band's album, The Sting Variations. It's their 11th album. And to talk about it is Tierney Sutton here in the studio. Welcome to Morning Edition, Tierney.
Hi there. How are you?
Well, good and very happy to have you here. It's 17 minutes now after 8 a.m. here in Sitka. And you just recently arrived.
I did. It's so beautiful. I got to go and see some whales yesterday. And that was a delight, I can tell you. It was a beautiful day. It's a really stunningly beautiful place here.
Well, you're here for Sitka Jazz Fest, which kicked off last night. Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit about the Tierney Sutton Band.
Well, we're unusual in the world of music, jazz music, or any music. We've been together with the same personnel for over 20 years, and we're an incorporated unit. We make all of our decisions collaboratively, and it's been a really, really wonderful experience to make music with these guys all these years.
So why did you and the band decide to go that route?
Well, one of the reasons that I wanted to do it is I'm a member of the Baha'i Faith. It's my religion, and we believe in the oneness of all people and also striving for justice in different ways. It also had something to do with my father. My father was a civil rights attorney in Milwaukee, and he passed away this last year. And one of the things that he did was his legal secretary had a percentage of the firm. So I always was sort of thinking that way. And it really does make sense in a jazz band setting, because everybody's role, I think, in all music, it's so important. You know, it's certainly not me that just is doing all of this. And each part is so important, and you want to honor the people that you have and really make them feel empowered to do their best work.
How does that philosophy, valuing diversity and equity, how does that influence the music you create?
Well, I would say as the years have gone by, I've thought of it in a slightly different way. I think the more important element of it is the spiritual value of detachment, you know, and overcoming ego. I think that's kind of the big takeaway from doing this band for 20 years, where you have an idea and you think it's great and you bring it in and maybe it works and maybe it doesn't work, but you have to be really detached about it, because what you realize after going through this process with people you respect for, you know, a couple of decades is if you can be detached, you're going to come up with something. Something will happen that's way better than what you originally thought of. And it will be made right if you're detached and present it to the best of your ability and then detach.
Because you're creating space for whatever might arise.
That's really key. I think that's important in everything in life, to kind of always look at your deepest intent. You know, is this coming from a place of me really feeling I'm so great and I have to have this idea? Or am I offering this just saying, hey, let's see what's here? And I think that that's kind of what's missing, I think, in the dialogue of everything right now, is that people don't have a sense of detachment of going, let's see what's going on and how we can figure things out, rather than, you know, figuring out who to hate and who to blame.
Or I'm afraid to let go of control because I don't know what the outcome will be.
That's right. But when you realize you don't have control anyway.
That's freedom.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. You realize that.
Well, let's talk about your band members that are here with you for the Jazz Fest. Who's here?
This is exciting. Well, our pianist Christian Jacob is here. Our drummer Ray Brinker is here. And our bassist, Trey Henry, is here. We actually have two bassists in the band. Trey was our original bassist, and he actually produced the new Sting album and did most of the arranging on it. I mean, we put in our two cents, but this is actually the first album where he kind of gave us written things and said, listen, play this. You're going to play this. But, of course, that comes after 20 years of knowing what we do and, you know, kind of being in that situation. But this album is very much his baby.
Well, you are up for a Grammy nomination. That's your eighth Grammy nomination. Tell us about the album.
Well, it's the music of Sting. Well, it's compositions of Sting that we've taken on what I would call is the Tierney Sutton Band Adventure Ride. So the perspective of a lot of them is different. What you just played was Walking in Your Footprints, Walking in Your Footsteps, which was an old Police song. And we put it in 7/4, which was my idea to put it in 7/4. But then
it works.
Then Trey did all sorts of stuff. And there's a bow to all blues of Miles Davis in there. So there's different whispers of different jazz standards in a few of these things too.
Well, as a jazz musician, you cannot forget, or you don't want to even forget the past. You cannot let go of it, and you don't want to. It informs everything you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of a it's a vocabulary that we have, and it's a vocabulary that Sting has. You know, he was originally a bassist in a big band in the UK, and was really dedicated to jazz for a lot of years.
So as far as I can tell, this is sort of what you and the band, this is what you do. You have a lot of really thematic albums out there, looking at past influences and sort of reimagining them.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, Trey said something years ago, which I really like. He said, we got to have the rabbit, you know, in a Greyhound track where they have the rabbit that they're chasing. And even though the rabbit could be anything, but you got to chase it. So we all have so many influences and so many things coming at us that to just have some organizing theme is always been real important to me. I think I would have never put out anything if I didn't have any organizing theme.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the recent work that you folks have done. You did some work with Clint Eastwood. What was that about?
Well, we were asked by Clint to do the score for Sully. And we did, and it was a really great experience for all of us. It happened very suddenly, and we were in the studio with Clint, you know, less than 3 days before agreeing to do it, less than 2 days before agreeing to do it, or less than 2 days after agreeing to do it. And Christian wrote some beautiful themes. We adapted one of Clint's themes. I wrote some lyrics to some things and ended up writing the main title theme at the end of the film. And it was a really incredible experience, and it was a great experience for the band because of all of these years of working in that detached way. Because, wow, with film music, you're really in a mindset of we're serving someone else's vision. It might go, it might not go. And he is a big fan of the band, and so he was very present with us and wanted us to do much more music than was going to end up in the film. And so there's a wonderful record that I think we're all very proud of that Verez Sarah Band put out, the Sully soundtrack. And it's all this stuff that didn't get into the film, all the stuff that did, but a whole bunch of things that were written and placed in the film and then in the final cut weren't there. So,
you know, I always wonder, what's it like for a band to be playing for a film director? And you have your own artistic vision, but then really it's about the film and what that director wants.
Yeah, and I've talked to different people about that process. I was talking to Antonio Sanchez, who did the soundtrack for Birdman a couple years ago, the drummer, great drummer. And he was telling me that he put together his rhythm tracks and then the actors acted to the rhythm tracks and then he re-recorded them later. It was very interesting. So that process was really different for him, but he said it was frustrating for him, and I think a lot of people feel that way. I've talked to Pat Metheny about it and a bunch of other people that have done this kind of work from time to time. But for us, it felt really natural and really comfortable because of all those years of adjusting to one another and feeling that often one of us has a very strong idea of why something should be a certain way, and we respect each other enough to say, I might disagree with that, but I have a feeling he's probably got a point somewhere if he feels that strongly. And we all go through a process of being really detached from our ideas for quite a while before we decide on some things. And so I would say there was very little Sturm und Drang, as they say, very little drama or freaked outedness about things that were kept or not kept. We knew from the very beginning what the deal was, and Clint like I said, is a big fan and was right there with us every step of the way and was very interested in hearing. A lot of times composers do the music and the director isn't really invested in the music at all. And no one else in the film is invested in the music. That, you know, is kind of the way it is. Everybody's looking at their dialogue or the sound effects, that's a big one, or all of these things. So it was a very interesting process, and I hope we do more of it.
Sounds like your band's culture, the culture you've created, the underlying philosophy guides everything you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, really quickly, what are you doing while you're here in Sitka? What's your schedule look like, as far as you know?
Well, as far as I know, I'm doing a workshop with singers this morning, and I'm going to be doing some. We're going to be doing some more educational stuff. I've lent my band to the great guitarist Mimi Fox. It's not for me to lend them. They actually are free to do what they want, and then we're going to be playing tomorrow evening. But it's a wonderful event. The Thelonious Monk Institute band is here, and they're fantastic, and it's just really, really beautiful to be here. I'm hoping to come back this summer to do more, to do some workshops here.
Well, that would be great. Folks can get the full schedule for Sitka Jazz Festival at sitkajazzfestival.com, I believe it is. And we're going to go out with track 7 from your album, The Sting Variations. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.